Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you guys, I am back. I am so sorry about that. You know, I was just rushing, trying to get the show set and everything, and just wasn't even thinking. I do apologize. It's been a rough weekend. Everybody's back. Thank you guys for calling back. I know you like, what is this woman doing? Jeez. But we getting it together. Whew, it's been a long day. It has truly been a long day. But it's been a good day. It has been a good day. Okay, so let me see if I can get everybody's mics back open. Waiting on Brother Uriah to call back in and some other people. Yeah, but I'm excited about everybody teaching. Everybody has been with us long enough, especially the older people, where you should be able to pick a topic and with the scriptures that we have and run with it. And when I say that I'm not familiar, and, you know, being around Israel and listening in to the different things that's on the internet, I haven't seen anyone go into detail like we do. Now, they may go into detail, and they may be charging the people for the information. I don't know. But, and to be honest with you, that's why I kind of stopped putting a lot of stuff on the internet. I really did. I kind of stopped putting stuff on the internet because, hold on, get your mic open, Brother Uriah. I kind of stopped putting stuff on the internet because I don't want people to get the information and then try to teach it from a Christian perspective. Because they won't understand it, and they don't have the understanding or the ability to be able to understand and see the word as clear as we do, in my opinion. You know, and then like I said, we've had a lot of people that have come on this show believing that their Christian walk is sufficient until we pull up certain scriptures, and then it makes them go and read and second guess about the things that they have learned. You know, not that we do that intentionally, but it's just a different learning when the Israelites are being, when the Most High reveals things to the Israelite. It's a totally different learning, you know, so in my opinion. You know, and I'll be honest with you, when I was in Christianity, I used to think that some of these religious scholars was deep, you know, and they'd be all on the internet and you'd be studying with them, and I had books and papers and all kind of stuff. And then when you come into the knowledge of the truth and you realize that this is from their perspective and that people can read the scriptures with a belief and make it sound believable because of certain scriptures that's in the book, it's a dangerous thing because, you know, you find yourself, the majority of the stuff that we learned was in error. And that's dangerous. It really was in error. You know, so those are the things that, you know, we have to, at least for me, I have to, you know, we have to be very careful with because, you know, nobody really got seriously deep. They just didn't get deep. You know, they didn't. And the stuff that I thought was deep was just plain old history. You know, that people took the time to read. But when the Most High reveals the word to you, it's a blessing. And I think that that's what's going to happen with these, with the parables. You know, because it really does make you stop and think. You know? So, yes, I am really excited about that. You guys don't have to stop talking now, Brother Uriah and Sister Yasantia. Y'all are quit talking on me. Woo! You know. Because as soon as you think you know something, you realize that you really don't know nothing at all. It's something new to learn all the time.
And you find the information, you know, everything connects. All the scriptures connect in one way or the other. That's what I'm finding. There's the pieces
yes,
everywhere.
Indeed.
And we're putting the puzzle together.
Absolutely.
And like you always say, we're learning who our Elohim is by doing it that way.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And isn't he a wonderful Elohim?
Yep, amazing Elohim that we have.
Yes, he is. I am so excited because the closer we get to him or the more he allows us to know, the more we want to get to him and get to meet him. You know what I mean? On a different level. On a totally different level. All praises to the High and Holy One of Israel. And he just gives it to us. Like I said, it's just something that it's in our spirit. So I can't wait to hear what some of you all, some of the rest of you all are going to be teaching. And it, like I said, Thursday night is going to be one of those classes where we will eventually get to the prophecies, but Thursday night is going to be a class where we need everybody to participate. And whatever it is that you feel like that you bring to the table, whether it is, you know, some of you all are into holistic living, some of you all are into herbs, just do a class on herbs. The one sister talks about her garden all the time and the herbs that she uses for different reasons, for medicinal purposes. We need a class on that. We need to know what herbs to buy, what things we need to get, and all kind of stuff. You know, one of the sisters is good on vitamins. That's something that I'm into, is vitamins and what vitamins to buy to make you feel better and all kind of different things. I mean, it's just going to be one of those classes that's an informative class, you know, for us to be able to have. You know, like I said, I don't put it all on the Internet. I don't. But it is for us. You know, to be able to have those things. Hold on. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 717. We can't hear you. I think your mic is muted. But, yeah, that's going to be a beautiful thing to have that like that. Yeah. Hello, your mic is open. Whew. Okay, well, maybe they didn't mean to push it. But, yes, I'm so excited about that. And I'm just ready to, you know, to see what everybody brings to the table and, you know, all kind of things. And, you know, it's just beautiful. It doesn't, you know, if it's the word, it's the word. If it's something else, it's something else. You know, we need some people to do some history. And we need people that are good at maps, people who can chart out the different countries and the land of Canaan and be able to do a presentation on that. We need all of that. We need the names of the kings and what areas they, what, you know, the times that they reigned and all kind of things. Just the fundamental teachings of the scriptures. We need all of that, you know, and you'd be surprised that once you start, it's like you start researching and you can't stop. So all praises be to his high and holy name. Yep, so I'm excited because you know what, it does my heart good to see everybody engaging, you know, and being engaged in it and doing, you know, what we do. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. I am so excited. Yep, so, you know, that's where we are, you know, and I was going to talk about the Sabbath day thing, but I think we talked about that yesterday, you know, and we're going to leave that there. You guys kind of let me know it's going to be all right. You know, I get very offended now when I realize how people have just distorted the word of Yah and how they are deceiving people with the word because it best accommodates them. And I think that it's really unfair. But one thing that I have learned in this walk is that you cannot make people do anything, and you cannot open people's eyes. You just cannot open their eyes. It's not that's something the Most High has to do. And if it doesn't readily affect their everyday life, they just really don't care. You know, they really just don't care. So, I mean, you know. And I think we've covered everything from aliens to conspiracies to we've covered everything. I mean, we have literally left no stone unturned. And if it's something else new out there, you know, the Most High will just add it to the category. But I think we have had a very well-rounded education. I mean, I don't know about you all, but I know I have. You know, I look at life different. I look at people different. I look at my journey different, and I really try to live each day as though it's my last day. Because, I mean, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm still excited about life. I still set goals for myself. Because I've always been a goal setter. You know, I've always had a plan or a purpose. You know, I still do those things, but it's realistically now. You know, within reason. And I always say, if it's your will. Always. You know, I always say that because, you know, we learn, you know, even through the losses that some of us have had to experience in life and our family members, we had plans. You know, we all planned to do things a certain way. But we realize that when you plan, you really are not running anything because Yah is in total control. He's in total control. And he does what he wants when he wants to. So I look at life a lot different now. You know, I try to approach it from a realistic standpoint and say, not my will, but thy will be done. But I thank you for today. I praise you for today, for this moment. You know, I praise you for this moment, this day, that you have provided for me now. Yes, I do have plans. I want to be on that boat with you guys. I want us all, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, to be able to go on that boat together and sail back to the land of Canaan where we came from, you know, if it's the Most High's will. I plan on being there if it's his will. So, I mean, you know, I'm just grateful because it's a maturity that you reach. You know, it's a maturity level that you reach, and you're okay with that. You know, so, you know, that's just where I'm at today. I mean, you know, like I said, every Sunday I come on here and say, well, I really don't have anything to talk about. And I don't, you know, but hey, it's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to know who I am, my identity, my purpose. So, and to know we have family. Somebody told me the other day, I feel like I'm all alone. And I'm like, you'll never be alone because you got us. You know, you got a whole big old family out there. Some people may feel that way. They may feel like they're all alone, and you are never alone. All you have to do is reach out. You know, send an email. I need to talk now. You know, somebody will be available. I'm having some issues. I need to talk to somebody right now. You know, and sometimes it's an emergency situation. You know, you just need somebody to say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You know, all praises to the Most High Yah, it's going to be all right. And he's going to make a way, because he always does. He's going to make a way. Where there seemed to be no way, he's going to make a way. Bless his holy name. So we've grown up. You know, we have come to the conclusion where we have grown up. And we have come to that realization, you know, that this is serious and that we're set down in the middle of a situation and basically a simulated test. We've been set down in the middle of a simulated test. Or I won't even say that. We opened our eyes in the midst of a captivity and then realized that everything around us was a simulated test. And that's crucial. It's no different than the Garden of Eden. They were placed in the garden and it was a test. It was a test. And the beautiful part about the test is that we have grown enough and we're mature enough to know that we don't get angry at the other nations. We don't feel like retaliating at the people who are claiming to be Israelites or Israelis because we know in the scriptures that this was a part of his plan. That's what sets us apart from everybody else. That's what makes the difference, you know. He said, steady yourself. He said, wait upon the Most High. You know, he told us to do that. We don't feel pressured. We don't feel like we have to run. We don't feel threatened. We just know that the Most High has our back. And instead of spending time and energy, negative energy, feeling a certain way about a certain group of people, we devote that energy to getting to know our Elohim. And that's what he wants us to do. That's what he wants us to do. That's what he wants us to do. And you, if you guys was excited as I was yesterday, the closer we get to knowing him, the more we ready to go. You like, I'm ready to go. I am, because, I mean, you know, the story is full of angels. It's full of, what is it, what they call it, appearances. You know, here these beings are stepping out of one dimension into our dimension and making themselves noticeable to us and calling us by name and giving us messages and relaying messages from the Most High to us, letting us know that our prayers were being answered. You know, that's what he meant when he said the kingdom of Yah has come unto you. That's when, you know, that's when you know you're on the right track. You be like, oh, this is deep. You know, when you can be in the middle. Now they were scared now when they opened up their eyes and seen this man standing there with clothing on that's really not from our dimension, that looked kind of out of place, out of sorts, but you knew it wasn't human, but it still came from the Most High, and the Most High let him know, I thought about you enough to send a word down so you understand I heard your prayer. That's some powerful stuff. That's some sci-fi stuff. That, it is. It's just deep. It's like, man, this is off the chain. It's crucial. You know, and then after we hung up yesterday, I was thinking about, I was like, ooh. And then when we talk about the protocols of the kingdom, I was like, ooh, and you got these, and these do this, and this do this. And then you got this, and you got this scenery. And then you got the courtroom, and you got this. And it's like, wow. Wow. You know, it's amazing. We serve an awesome Elohim. He is amazing. He is truly amazing. You know, just to know. He knows you by name. He knows where you live. And at any given point, he will send somebody by if he needs to for them to speak directly to you. Now, since we have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is there, it does most of the relaying of the messages. You know, that's just crucial. It's crucial. It's like, man, this is some serious stuff. You know? Crucial stuff. Oh, hallelujah. When you even go in the book of Joshua, you know, I was thinking about Joshua. When Joshua was at the battle, oh, I got to read y'all this. Just let me read something to you. Just real quick. I ain't going to be no another Bible class, but I just really want to read this to you. I just really want to. No. I just listen at this. This is Joshua chapter 5. It says, and it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which are by the sea, heard that the Most High had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted. Neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. And you wonder why they want to keep us in the dark. It said, at that time the Most High said unto Joshua, make these sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came out of Egypt. He said, now all the people that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, then they had not circumcised. So when all of them left out of there, they were circumcised. When the ones that went in were circumcised. The ones that came out, what? Watch. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Most High, unto whom the Most High sware that he would not show them the land, which the Most High sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that flowed with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass that when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their place in the camp till they were whole, till they healed up. And the Most High said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off of you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, even at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Now listen at this. This is one of them moments. Now I read the beginning because I wanted to lead up to something. This is one of them moments when a being that's not from our dimension steps into our dimension and makes himself visible. Watch what happens. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said, art thou for us or for our adversaries? Now he got his sword drawn. This is a military, y'all don't want to know. This is a military soldier from the kingdom that came out of the kingdom with a weapon. A weapon. Joshua was like, oh, shoot. And he had enough strength to say, is this for us or for them? Watch what he said. He said, nah, but as the captain of the host of the Most High am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? Can you imagine? Can you imagine to have that kind of moment? This is the kind of stuff, you know, y'all, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting excited all by myself. Can you imagine? Hold on, Erico 478. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
No, I couldn't imagine. Just sitting here listening to it, I couldn't imagine.
That you're busy being about the things of the Most High, that you're busy being obedient. Because he was being obedient. He was circumcising the children. They had already had Passover. This was after Passover. And they was into the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And then all of a sudden, here comes this being from out of nowhere.
Most he has a way of letting us know what he needs us to know.
Woo! Are you walking in your living room and there he stands? Can you imagine?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. You're talking about being, and you know ain't nobody in the house but you.
Yeah, just have to learn. That's how he does stuff. That's what I've learned over the past 2 years. Here where I'm at now, just how he does things. And nothing goes forth until he wants it to go forth.
That's the truth. That is so very true. He was scared to death, and he was trembling. He said Joshua fell on his face when he realized it. He fell on his face to the earth and worshipped. And then what it said, the last verse, it says, and the captain of the Most High's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place whereon thy standeth is holy. And Joshua did so. Just because he came where he was standing, he had did transform the ground where he was standing.
Oh
my goodness, you know, your Lord have mercy. I'm like, am I really ready for that? Woo! Am I really, really ready for that? I did, Lord have mercy. Woo, Lord.
Yeah. That's a good question, isn't it?
It is.
Sit back,
yes,
and,
sir.
And we think about what we are about to see and what we're about to experience.
Yeah,
it's a whole other thing. It's not. You know, you look at the life now and the things that we encounter now. But you think about where we're going. If you read the scriptures and you see where we're going and the things that happen in scriptures actually happen, we're not. I mean, our minds are going to be blown for a minute.
Yeah, you better say that. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You better believe that. That is for true. That is for not only our minds, But the people that are standing around watching, they're going to be those who are truly the children of Israel.
Yep.
It said that the army, their hearts melted because they had heard about what the Most High had done when he dried up the waters of Jordan and the children of Israel passed over. And neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. We don't know how important we are.
No, we don't.
And all you got to do is just be obedient. And guess what? I'm sure it was some in the group that wasn't obedient because they were his chosen. The Most High still parted the waters for everybody to walk over. Parted the waters! Same way he did the Red Sea when Moses took him over, he did the same thing for Joshua. It was just the Jordan River. Dried it up so they could walk over. And you think we ain't going to get no pushback? You think folks ain't going to be upset? You think people aren't nervous?
People are very nervous. If they know what's coming.
Indeed. Some powerful stuff going on. I'm telling you. Yes, indeed. These are the things. This is what we have to look forward to. This is what's getting ready to happen for us one more again. We're getting ready to do this again. We're doing it right now. He's doing it right now. It's already in the making.
Yeah,
and if I'm not mistaken, the captain of the host has to be Michael.
Yep.
So Michael came. Oh, y'all know. And Michael has to come because he is the angel that will lead Israel on the rest of the way home. He's Israel's captain. Oh, y'all done. We got something to look forward to. I mean, you do. You kind of get excited, but you be like, oh, shoot, this is real serious right here. Esau, Michael. And Michael had his sword out. Mm-hmm. I think that's in Daniel chapter 12. I'm trying to get my memory back here so I can, because I don't want to have to, there it go. It says, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such never as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So Michael is the prince that's attached to the nation of Israel. That's what we did. Wasn't that what we were saying yesterday? That they have a prince over the nation? Everybody can push one, y'all. We can be in this conversation together. That's why we don't run. That's why we're not afraid. That's why we're not going to skip. We're not going to be panicking. We are going to wait on the Most High because I promise you, something is in the works. I don't know what it is. Nobody has contacted anybody yet, but you best believe the Most High got something in the works. Yes, he does. Something is in the works. He's getting ready to do this thing. Woo! I was looking at a movie clip yesterday, and they were just showing, I think it was about Rome. I was watching something about Rome. It was a documentary, and they were showing the Mediterranean Sea and how beautiful the water is. And I was just sitting there daydreaming and imagining what it's going to be like. Because, when you're out on the water and you're on a boat, you can smell the water. What it would be like to just be able to smell the water and just let the wind blow on you and know that what's behind you, you never have to go through that again. never have to experience it no more.
Can you hear
and
me?
And all of these nations are coming together, and everybody's repositioning themselves, and everybody's coming back to the way they were originally set up, and everybody's getting strategically placed. And all of this is by the Most High, because why? Because it's time for his people to go back home. Well, you may go back home. Michael is coming. Woo! Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He on his way back here to lead us on in. This is going to be powerful, you guys. And not to mention, not just Michael, but Abraham and Joshua and Jacob and Isaac and the prophets and all, they coming back. What did Abraham say in Genesis 15? He said, "How shall I know?" Then he asked the Most High that. He said, "How shall I know?" Yes, we can see Abraham and them again. We can see our real ancestors. I know everybody has laid claim to them, and everybody has created all kind of videos and all kind of stuff out there on YouTube, but those are our ancestors. And we can see them. Joshua said, "Are you here for us or for our adversary?" Woo, I know he said, "Lord, have mercy." Yes, indeed. This is some powerful stuff. This is only the stuff we read about. This is the stuff that they put on TV shows and all kind of stuff. But then we can really go through this for real. My goodness. Yes, indeed. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Bless his name. This is a land, y'all. He gave us a land. He gave us a land. He bordered off a piece of land for us. Anybody got anything to say? Somebody can push one. Just join the conversation with us. He gave us a land. He bordered us off a land that is ours and that at the appointed time we will be returning to. Oh, bless his holy name. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, yesterday, or I think I saw someone put up a video, and this lady was reading off her notes what God had told her to tell the people. And if I could find it, I send it to you later, but I don't have it in front of me right now. But she was saying that the angels are here. She said what he's doing is getting the leaders, the people that's going to help with the angels and all. We need leaders and people that are teaching the word right now, that it's supposed to be a gathering of them to have a meeting to get some instructions. And she said that the angels are already working on the reparations, that they're not going to have a choice but to release the reparations to the people. And that we will be leaving, she said, soon, and that there would be, she said, the Most High told her that there's going to be a blackout, but it's not from him. So she's taking it that that's going to be another, you know, whatever, where your grids go out. I don't know what's going to happen, but to make sure that you have plenty of water, you know, and your canned goods. But she said you're going to need water, not just for drinking, but for, you know, cleansing yourself and whatever other needs, you know, washing dishes. Or you may want to go and buy paper plates so you don't have dishes to wash up. You can eat off of, you know, paper plates or drink out of the paper cups and just put them in a trash bag. So, you know, that if I find a video, I can share it with you. I'll send it to you.
That sounds wonderful. You know, I know he's doing something, and I know his angels are here, you know, because they come and go. They always do. That's what Jacob saw. Jacob saw the ladder. He saw them ascending and descending. They're on assignment. Depending on the level of their authority or their rank, they're on assignment. They come all the time. They come and go. But I do agree that something is in the way. I don't know what it is. And he hasn't brought it to my attention yet. But I know something is in the works, and he's getting this thing ready. And this thing is going to hit us. Just like that 400 years hit us, this thing is going to hit us, and it's going to be like, whoa, you know, it's time to get ready, and it's going to shock some of us, because we've been talking about it for so long that when it finally hits, it's going to shock everybody, like, whoa, it is really time to go, you know, so that's why I tell everybody, I urge you, you know, I know we have been struggling with our health, with our weight, with everything, but keep doing what you're doing. Don't slack. Don't lax of any kind. Keep doing what you're doing, and the Most High will. You will see the increase of your reward. Keep working faithfully, diligently, and most of all, keep talking to the family members that are awake, because those are the ones that's going to have to help the ones. And I don't know how he's going to wake everybody up at one time. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know. But just keep talking to the ones that are awake. And you know what I'm noticing? I would always worry about my children. Like, you know, I hope that because they have good jobs and they're doing well, that they don't think they're going to stay here. I hope they don't put any stake in this. And, you know, the more I say that, the more they be like, as soon as you leave, we're going to be on the first smoker with you. I'm just saying, you know, I keep telling them this is only temporary, because the wealth that you're going to experience is going to be something that you have no idea of what this is going to mean. You know, and the thing about it is to be able to transition and take that wealth from one destination to another without spending any of it here. Because it ain't going to be no houses bought. It ain't going to be no handbags and no clothes and no none of that. It is not going to be that. It is going to be so that when you get where you are, you will have enough to sustain yourself, and more than enough. You know, and when he says something, let me tell you something about the Elohim that I serve. I don't know about you all, and I know you guys have been studying, but I'm going to tell you something from my experience. When he says something, he means what he says. You can take it to the bank. I don't care what man say. I don't care who laughs in your face. I don't care what they say behind your back. I don't care what kind of laws they pass. I don't care who the president is. I don't care about nothing. When the Most High say this is how it's going to be, you can rest assured. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hello, I also want to say, also the same lady said it's this year. The Most High is going to take us out this year. She said that too. And for us to have lots and lots of water. But you could feel something. You could see, like, my belly's been, like, fire for a week. It's just, like, fire in my... You know something's going to happen, and it's all y'all. And I know you guys feel it. We're out of here. Mm-hmm. I just know we are.
Absolutely.
His presence is so intense right now. And he's speaking to all you guys. And he'd be speaking to you all the time. Because he'd be banging those classes. I mean, this is so anointed. I've learned so much.
It really is. It really, really is. It really is. You can feel the anointing in the air. You can feel the presence of Yah. You can feel it. Are we the only ones that feel that? Because I know I do. And I'm like, man, something is getting ready to jump off big time right here. You can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in the air. You can feel Yah's presence. You know, and it's like, and he's letting you know, get ready. You know.
Now, I have a question. I know you may not have the answer because nobody really knows, but I'm hearing on one side that he's going to gather all of the children out of prison, wherever they are, and that they will be purged once we're in the rebels will be purged once we're in the wilderness. And then I'm hearing on the other side that everybody's not coming, that some of our people will be left. So I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to the scriptures. The best place I can tell you is to go to the scriptures, and I'm going to give you the scriptures, the ones that I know of. Okay, the first scripture I'm going to give you is Isaiah 42. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 42. You guys write this down, because I know some of you all have family members that's in prison. Isaiah 42. Let's go. We're going to read what it say. It says, behold my servant whom I uphold. This is verse 1. Mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall not break, and the smoking flax shall not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Most High Elohim, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spreads forth the earth and that cometh out of it, he that giveth bread unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Most High, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentile, to open the blind's eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Most High, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. It says, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. He said, we got some hope. Now, let me give you the next scripture, because I think this is in Ezekiel chapter 39, where he says, none will be left behind. So when he say none, he means none. None will be left, none of them left in the land. None of them. Ezekiel chapter 39. So if none means none, everybody's coming out. Hold on, Ezekiel chapter 39. Let's go to the scriptures and say, see what it say. We're going to go down to verse number 20. Okay, he said, well, let's start at verse 25. He said, therefore, thus saith the Most High Elohim, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy on the whole house of Israel and will be jealous for my holy name. After that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereby they have trespassed against me when they dwell safely in their land and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again, now listen again, this ain't the first time. When I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemy's land and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. Watch. For then shall they know that I am the Most High their Elohim, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, but I have gathered them unto their own land, now listen at this part, and have left none of them anymore there. So when he say nobody going to be left, ain't nobody going to be left. Whether it's the prison house, whether it's the politics, whether it's the NBA or the NFL or baseball or whatever it is, the universities, the drug dealer on the street, whether it's the dope fiend that's walking the neighborhood, whatever it is, nobody's going to be left in these lands. He said, and neither will I hide my face anymore from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Most High Elohim. None. This is our last time. This is our last journey. This is our last time in this place. None. Now, what are you going to do to them? And the changing of the mind and all of that kind of stuff. Because guess what? Mental illness will be changed. All this stuff will be, it will be changed. Nobody's going to be left. Nobody. No. We got a lot to look forward to. Nobody will be left. So all of you all that have members in the prison houses that have gotten life, and they in there 25 years in life or whatever they in, he said nobody would be left. None. Because we the largest population in the prison system. But if he said none of them left in the land, none of them left anymore, that's what he means. Don't matter what the parole board say, it don't matter. That's why I said this is going to be massive when you talk about the prisoners. When you talk about the children that are in foster care and the orphans, and when you talk about the elderly people and the young people and the babies being born and the middle-aged people and the elders, and all, that's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of folks. It's a lot. That has to be managed. That has to be managed. It's millions of us in the prisons. Private prisons, state prisons, federal prisons. I'm talking about in the United States of America. It's a lot. And they tell me, well, we don't think they deserve any reparations because how can you identify who's who? The Most High knows his people. He'll be the one to handle that. I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know what he'll be the one to handle that.
Sister Yaina.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is one of the things that was exciting to me yesterday about the discussion when we were talking about Messiah dealing with Satan and Satan not knowing he was the Messiah, because one of the things that revealed to me is this. This not only was it a battle, but I think you can think of it in terms of like the Marvel franchise series with all these superheroes. And I don't watch movies that much, but I said, oh, this is epic, because we are really confined by our mortality. We think we can only do things in terms of our flesh, or at least for me, I've been taught that the Messiah is basically passive, that he is humble, but he's not. He's a strategist. He is like a superhero, and that's exactly how I am coming to envision this whole thing. It's like an epic saga. It's like instead of watching it in a movie theater, we are watching a huge strategic battle with superheroes and villains and heroes and all kinds of stuff. And it's like, man, people have agency. The angels have free will, just like we have free will. All kinds of things are just playing out, and we are sitting here acting as if we do not have power, but we are, because he says, look, you're going to be able to do the things that I can do as well. Watch what I am doing. Take note. Look, I came here because I had to come in disguise. I had to come and scope out the land. I had to get my people. There are certain things that had to be done. We had to serve a 400-year period. But I rose with all power. If I can watch somebody on the screen who supposedly can go into outer space and can do all these things, I know good and well the one who created the universe. This is nothing. All they did was give us a little glimpse of what's to come, gave us a little glimpse of who our Elohim is. That's the reason they keep telling us, be humble, be forgiving, pray for your enemies, because he has to obey. You know, he says, you're my people. I listen to you. If you keep asking for mercy, I have to grant mercy. Be quiet. Be quiet.
Preach.
And let me do what I will do. I'll take them out. I will take you out. You don't have to worry about your reparations. You don't have to worry about your land. You don't have to worry about anything, because when I rose with all power, I mean I rose with all power. I can do anything. I don't have to have a man work anything out. I will appear to everybody. They won't be able to do a thing except say yes and how fast. That's it. And so I'm thinking, wow, we have a superhero.
Yes, we do.
Not like a little lamb.
I mean, it changes the whole dynamics of everything. Because so far, it's like, we've had to take it. No. He says, look, speak it, and it's done. Speak the word, and it's done. I'm trying to learn how to do that in my home life because I struggle with so many things. But I'm learning. I learned something yesterday. I was thinking, wow, wait a minute. Daniel is sitting here in the Old Testament. He sees that the Messiah is given a kingdom and a people. We thought it was done then. But had all of that been revealed then, Satan would have known exactly who he was dealing with. But look, he was able to see some things because he says, wait, I have my people. I got to go get my people first. I have to get this guy out of the way. I have to take back the power that was ceded to him through the fall. I'm going to have to put everything in place. I have to go to him. He will not recognize me. I cannot slip up. I have to do everything that has to be done to make sure that the power that I need will be vested in me and taken from him. When he did it, when he rose, that I bet you they were mad. Satan was mad. His men were mad the day he rose because they said, wait, who was that? We were not supposed to have to deal with him. Because he was back there. We already knew his people. We knew the scope of his power. He just dealt with Israel. That was it. This is our stuff. And he came and took our stuff. Oh, it's like, man, strategy. You're talking about Wakanda.
Yeah.
Things opening up. I mean, all of these things, if man can envision it, the Most High says that's nothing. I spoke this world into existence. I didn't even have to envision it. I just said, hey, come, and it was done. So if man can take and show us something, that's only a glimpse of what he has been able to do. He tells us eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. I mean, stuff we cannot imagine. If we can imagine it, that means it's nothing because that's within our scope of understanding. He's far beyond us. I mean, I am really trying to take this in. So every time we study, every time we learn something, it helps me to dismantle that learned passiveness that we have been taught for generations and generations because, I mean, it's a part of me to defer, to be humble, to be, and that is not who he is. He says, look, when I come back, I am coming back. I am swinging swords, taking off heads, taking people out, destroying nations. What is this?
Right.
This is that's not the truth.
I mean, you know, and you know what? That's the fear. That is the fear. They're like, oh, shoot, hold on now, wait a minute. We got to make sure we stuff these people with some more pork and make sure they eat some more shrimps and make sure you put pork in the hamburger and everything. Make sure they clothes and the fabric is not 100%. Do everything you can to not let these people be in right standing with their
elements. Give them $60 million to practice stuff. Yeah, that violates the because as long as we are violating the law, statutes, and commandments, the curses will, and I say punishments, or it's not even punishment, it's the decree. The Most High speaks something, it has to manifest. So if he says that's what's going to happen if you do something, that's what's going to happen. As long as they can get us to do those things, then that thing has to happen, and it starts with Israel first. That means it will never get to them, even though they're violating those same laws. It's just like I'm sitting in the house, and my child is disobeying, and somebody else's child is disobeying. I can send them home, but I have to deal with my child in my house. They're the ones who are going to get it first. So Israel, if we don't obey, we are always going to stave off the punishment that other people should be getting because they told us, you can do it. And you know her parents say, what did I say? Did I tell you could do that? Who told you that you could listen to them over me?
Exactly.
And they don't get the brunt of it. We get the brunt of it as his children. So as long as they can keep us disobeying, keep us violating what he told us we should not do, and he told us what would happen, and he says it's going to start with you first. That's the reason when we start doing things that we shouldn't be doing, praying for our enemies the way they taught us to pray for them, think, wait a minute, who is my brother? I'm not supposed to pray for every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I am not supposed to give my approval to evil. I'm not supposed to give it a pass. I'm going to call it what it is, step aside, and let you get your punishment. Why should I sit there and take your punishment when I don't have to? I am not going to do what I'm not supposed to do. That way, the Most High can go ahead and get us out of this thing. But that's the reason why taking $60 million over to another country to get them to violate the laws, the statutes and commandments that the Most High has put in place, because I was just looking at a video that was talking about the Ashanti and how they had an Ashanti priest who had the breastplate. He had on the hat. We were looking at an Israelite. This was like from the 1850s, I believe, or something, one of the drawings. It was an older drawing, right? That'd be like guys who were in their safari gear and whatever. But I'm looking at an Israelite, Ashanti. This is in Ghana. So you're taking, and that's exactly where she did, wasn't it? She went to Ghana, went over there, said, hey, hey, if you'll take this money and implement this stuff, we'll give you, you know, you'll prosper. But guess what? Take that money and you will suffer the punishment. And guess what?
We'll.
They will not. Because what will happen is he will start with your house first. And they will not have to bear the brunt of what they're introducing to you. And they were so smart when they said no.
Didn't they tell them? They said, no, thank you. We don't want it. No, thank
you. That's right. We had enough of that. We've had enough of that. Because, you know, just as we've suffered here, they've suffered there, too. Because they have been under that colonial rule. They've been suppressed. All of their resources have been taken. People that should have been prosperous were not prosperous. Because as long as you're not in obedience, and also if you are an Israelite, you too are suffering. You may not be suffering in a transatlantic slave trade. It may not be your lot to fulfill the 400 years. But guess what? Until that 400 years is fulfilled, your blessing is not coming either because Judah goes first. Okay, it's just a whole lot, but it's a whole epic. It's like I said, it's going to be a monumental battle. It is going to, and it's already in progress. But now people, because Satan has lost dominion, he's trying to marshal his resources, marshal his people, get us as have us as fodder. As long as we are sitting there not obeying, thrust us out there because he knows the Most High has to deal with us first. Shield him. Oh, please. I said, you know what?
It's getting good, ain't it, sis? It's getting good. Wait, I want you. I want to read this one scripture, 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Now, listen to what it says. It says, seek the Most High and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he have done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one. Watch what he said. He is the Most High, our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. He said, be mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Listen to what he said. Even the covenant which he made with Abraham and of the oath unto Isaac, and have confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Say unto thee, I will give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went forth from nation to nation, now listen to this, when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake. We are here, Lord, y'all don't understand. Saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Most High all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all the nations. Great is the Most High, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Most High made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Most High, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Most High glory and strength. Oh, I could just go on and on. He said when they went from nation to nation, from kingdom to kingdom, he suffered no man to do them wrong. And he reproved kings for our sake. And he warned them, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. That's our Elohim. That's the one we're getting ready to meet. That's the one that's getting ready to come. Like you said, he's the master strategist. And he cool about it. He just played a game. He didn't even know who he was. You know, let me tell you about that resurrection. They told him, they said, you know, told everybody he's going to get up in 3 days. What they do, he said, I want you to make sure that you put a rock around it. I want you to make sure the rock is heavy enough and seal it with the ring of pilot's ring so that they know that it hasn't been touched. Man, listen, I don't know who they thought they was dealing with. I don't know what they thought it was. But at that moment, they realized that they wasn't running nothing. You ain't running nothing. You ain't running nothing. No, honey, every Israelite, every black person that's a part of the slave trade ought to be shouting right now. You want something to shout about? This is something to shout about. Every black person that's a part of the slave trade, that's a part of the children of Israel, that know they are part of the children of Israel, ought to be out here shouting. So I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. This is getting exciting. It's getting exciting. I mean, it really is getting exciting. It's like, whoa, this thing about to come to pass. Whoa, I can feel it. You can feel it. You can truly feel it. This thing is getting ready to come to pass. These nations are not doing all of this on the news for nothing. That is a sign. The Most High is showing you the judgment. He's devaluing the dollar. The nations are coming back together that haven't been together for years and years and years. This is Yah doing. Because guess what? It's going to have to be a land cleared off. It's going to have to be a land mass cleared off for us to go back home. They know this. Them Arabs know that we are the children of Israel. Iran knows that we are the children of Israel. Egypt knows that we are the children of Israel. Moab knows, Ammon knows that we are descendants of Abraham, that we are the children of Israel. They know, and they know it's time. They know it's time. They know it's time. Everybody knows it but us. They know it's time.
I was thinking of something else, either yesterday or today, because there's this verse where Satan is saying that he wanted to ascend. If he could, he wanted to be like the Most High. Speaking of this battle, so he wants to usurp the Most High himself because he wanted to sit with the Most High. But there was something, a scripture that was being read, and it said something about he wanted to ascend to the north. It's like, it's not like the edge of the north. I can't remember the exact wording, but the north. And I was thinking, where is this north is? Is it beyond the North Pole?
I don't know.
I'm thinking, because we're saying, where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? We're looking at all of these different places, right? We know this place has to be purged. We know that the judgment has to be rendered. We also know that we're going to be in a protected place. And I'm thinking, the place of the north. I'm thinking we may be headed to the place of the north because I'm listening. This is where he wants to go. We don't have to.
Wherever it is, we will be on the land of Canaan, wherever that is. We're going back to our own land. So wherever Canaan is, that's where we're going. Yes, ma'am, that's where we're going.
But my little ears are open. I'm listening, and I'm going, you know what? I don't have to sit in the middle of a war zone. We're going to be safe. Where is it?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Protected
by man and angel. We're going to be led by man and angels, just like it was before. Moses was leading us, and the angels was leading him. Man, and we got the mortal leader, and we got the immortal leader that's leading us where we are. This is going to be some deep stuff right here. It was man and angel. He told him, don't trouble that angel that's in the cloud because my name is on him. You do exactly what he tell you to do. So we had an army. We had our military angelic army taking us back to where he wanted us to be. Now, that's the power of a king. You know, when a king get a command, he's going to get a commandment and tell him it's time to go get my people. Oh, y'all don't know.
The more when we read, a lot of times when we're reading, it's like, wait a minute.
What was that? Man and angel is coming. They're going to be both. You're going to have the mortal and the immortal working together to achieve the same goal, to take us to the desired destination. Yes, it is. Yes, we are. We're on our way. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Most High. Hallelujah. We on our way home. I don't know why I feel like that today, but I'm excited. My soul is jumping. It's exciting. Y'all, come on. We ready. We've been asking and asking, and I know. Woo! I'm excited. Oh, my goodness gracious. Love. Woo! You know, this is getting ready to happen for real. Like I said, you know, and I tell everybody, enjoy your life. Honor his law, keep his commandments, and enjoy your life. But be ready at the flick of a switch to say it's up. When they send the code and say it's time, beep, beep, everybody tell it's time to go. Cut everything off, make sure the house is cut off, leave it, and go. Time to go. I don't know how you're going to do it. It's going to be massive. It's going to be beautiful. I don't know how you're going to do it. I just want to be a part of the number. I just don't know how. And they're waiting on us. And you know what? I want to play this because every time I play this one, I get emotional and I get upset and I feel something. But I just want to be able to play this so that the people that are listening can hear. Just this one little thing here. Here we go. His own chosen people, a royal
priesthood. Hey. Hi, shalom, shalom from Israel. This is Ola, the daughter of Jethro. And I just heard that you black people that was stolen from Africa to America, that you don't know who you are, but you are the children of Yahweh, the children of Israel. And I'm telling you, you have to come back to your homeland, here to Zion, to Jerusalem, because us the Gentiles, we do need you. We need you to come and pray because you are our Savior. You're the one that was chosen by Yahweh to live in this land, not the Jewish people, it's you. You were stolen from Africa, they deceived you, they told you that you are slaves, but you actually the children of Israel. And it's time just to come back. Come for your people, come back for us, come back for the whole Gentiles, because only you gonna save us. So please come back to Zion.
Oh, I can't wait, y'all. It brings tears in my eyes every time she said, we just need you to come back. We need you to come back. And that's what we've been praying in our prayer. You know, where he says, I lo and I see that the men are coming from afar. They coming back to the land. This is getting ready to happen. This is getting ready. The Most High is giving us this. He's giving us this for a reason. This is getting ready to happen. We're getting ready to go home. Oh, I'm excited. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. I'm excited. I am so excited. I don't even know why my soul is jumping like it is right now, but I'm excited. I really am. I really am. Anybody else feeling that, or is it just me? Because I know Yusantia is. Everybody else, anybody else there? Because I'm telling you, Woo! Y'all, not my will, but thy will be done. Do whatever you desire us to do, just let us know. And we will do whatever you have called us to do to prepare people to be able to leave this land. And to do and to be prepared to go back to the land that you gave unto our forefathers. I'm excited today. I am so excited. Woo! I don't even know what to say. It's just so much. You know, what other nation has this to look forward to? The rest of them ain't doing nothing but fighting with each other. They fighting with each other. They trying to come together, but the majority of them is fighting with each other. You know, so I agree with you, Sister Yusanti. I agree with everything you said. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to wake. It's a blessing to know your nationality. And it's a blessing to wait on the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a blessing. You know, people are sitting in church today, and, you know, I don't knock anybody for where they are because I too was there one time. But, oh, how much I thank him that my eyes have been opened. And my heart has been changed. And I've gotten to know the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's been truly a blessing. It's been a pleasure. It's been some rough times, but guess what? The good outweighs the bad. It has truly been a pleasure. Now, like I said, I don't even know some of y'all. We've never even seen each other, but maybe some of us have seen each other once. And some of us have never seen each other, but it has truly been a pleasure. It has been a pleasure. And I'm going to see you on the boat. If it's y'all's will, we're going to be all of us, like Brother Prince RCL used to say, it ain't going to be a dry eye in the place. Everybody going to be crying. Ain't going to be a dry eye in the place for us that know what it means. Because we're on our way back to meet our Elohim.
Sister Yadina, you said you'll be on a boat. I say I may just be flying because, hey, all things are possible. You hear me? All things are possible. I know I say the words, but I the Most High is fabulous. I mean, he is just so good, and he has made us promises. He's made me promises. I believe him, and a lot of times it's like, do you trust me? Do you actually trust me? Do you believe me? That's the thing. And to the best of my ability, I say, yes, I do. Please help my unbelief. But I'm speaking the word, and I want to know it more. So it's exciting. Yes, it is.
And his word will not come back void. If he said it, you can take it to the... It don't matter what laws they pass. It don't matter what Congress say. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. If the Most High said we leaving, we leaving. We leaving. We are leaving. If he said it, that settles it. That's it. No, that's it. That's all. Ain't nothing else. Ain't nothing else. There's no other way to do it, but that's what he said. So when, like I said, when people laugh at you, say, that's all right. That's what he said. And I believe what he said. He said, are you going to believe me or man? Whose report you going to believe? And I'm going to believe, I'm standing with the Elohim of Israel. Because he never came back and said, oops, I messed up. I got to do that over. His record is flawless. It is flawless. He don't mess up. He don't mess up. This is amazing. So you know what, guys? We have come to the end of our show. I hope you have enjoyed it as I have. Please be prepared next week for our classes, our regularly scheduled programs, and we will see everybody on our regularly scheduled programs next week. And everybody have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Good night, everybody.
Shalom.